Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Caller text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Let's go. Fry, not singing. Come on. We need more singing out of Mark
Fry. I was trying to get my my topics here in order, just so I'm a nice flow to it.
Excellent.
Just like that song, by the way.
Yeah, right there.
Grammy nominated.
Grammy. Should be. I'm having part of my overrated, underrated, properly rated. So I'm going to shut up right now, stop eating on the air, and Mark, you go ahead.
Never been done this time slot.
Mm-mm. Never.
Oh, the floor is open. Okay.
Yes.
I will start overrated, and this was a topic I think up that came up Friday in Adam and Jordana's show. There was discussion about urinals for some reason. Oh. I'm not really sure what was going on.
Yeah.
But overrated men's behavior in restrooms, and it's specifically for individuals who put paper towels in urinals. What are we doing? Why are we doing that? It's disgusting. And think about the people who have to clean this up. It's not here. It's at the gym that I go to. That people do this.
I think he just wanted to mention he's working out.
Yeah,
no, not at all.
Clanging and banging.
It happens everywhere, honestly.
Wait a second. So they're doing what they're doing in the urinal. They're peeing in the, and then they just take a paper towel
I don't
and
know,
throw it in there?
I don't know what the point of even doing this is, but.
I haven't noticed that.
No.
Where do you stand at your Gold Gym when you're
yes. when literally you're, where do you stand?
Yeah, when you're Arnold, like, do you like a lot of conversation when you're at the
no.
urinal with just somebody else you've never met before?
No,
I'm not sure. I really like a lot of conversation with somebody I know.
Correct.
Just let me do what I'm doing. I'm not, you know, I don't find it abhorrent. I'm not repulsed by it, but
I think the public restroom should be a place of business and silence.
And
do what you got to do. Get out.
And again, the guys who are still working there and giving you a little
the attendant,
the aftershave,
a little mint,
a mint, whatever it is, directions.
Stick of gum.
Please, let's help them get another job. That's that's just not a good job. Not a good job.
Underrated. Yesterday, for some reason, the last couple of years, a football game always breaks out after the Easter meal at my in-laws. So my quarterbacking
really?
Skills, underrated yesterday.
Whoa.
I was, you know, throwing some dimes, directing the routes. I think traffic stopped at one point to watch me perform in the rural New Ulm area. It was quite the spectacle yesterday. I would just like to say that.
What is the age range of participants?
Me, which I'm 34, and then it's just kind of a wide range. They were mainly just running routes and stuff. I don't know.
So, I mean,
it was mainly me. Just,
very Tom Emmer-like answer there. Unwilling to answer the question. So are they like 80 and you're picking on Grandma Gladys?
No.
ISO, Grandma!
Right.
319.
Yeah.
319. We got zone. We got zone. I mean,
maybe they're all like 8-year-olds and he's doing Peyton Manning on SNL, just chucking it. What are you doing?
God doesn't love you, drop that one. I mean, how many people are in your route tree? You know? I mean,
it was just one-on-ones. We're just working on one-on-ones.
One-on-ones. Okay. Dave, you like
open
post,
the hips up a little bit, get that covered.
You like post-holiday exercise?
That's fine.
I
absolutely.
Think it's fine, yeah.
I'm not sure you have to go off on somebody when they take the wrong way on an option route. They didn't see it was cover two.
Get it right.
What kind of, I mean, listen, you know, what kind of football were we slinging?
It was not regulation size. It was actually a blue football that I think was probably not. It was more of a Tom Brady-esque football.
That doesn't count.
Not
then.
Fully inflated.
Not so inflated. Well, as you know and as the world knows, if it's a NHTSA, there's nobody better than me. Even with a rotator cuff that's not as able as it once was, I'm like Marino. With the ITSA. I just am.
Yeah.
Mobility-wise,
we'll have to
too.
Break it out.
Yeah, I mean, just snapping that release right there, Duper and Clayton come back. Mm-hmm. Very good. So congratulations on
Thank
your throwing.
You. Thank
Did you. Did you give yourself a quarterback rating?
I'm sore today. Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah,
it was
158.3 for
I threw like 12 touchdowns yesterday. No big deal. properly rated, watching my daughter and another first holiday, Easter. Just she's crawling now, so that was just very cool to see.
Yeah.
Her. She has no idea what's going on, but
yeah.
She found it like the
She
Easter
hates
eggs.
God? Is that what you told me? She,
yes.
Wow.
Yes. No, it's just very cool to see those holidays
oh, yeah.
and how they interact and do all that stuff. So
okay, so
she's going to be 8 months.
Okay, so what sort of food sampling did she receive yesterday?
Kind of everything. She had a little bit of ham. I don't know, kind of lukewarm on the ham.
You don't like ham.
Or, I do. I do.
Oh, just the ham you had.
It was just kind of new to
oh,
her.
Oh, I see.
So she had some bread, some potatoes, the good stuff.
Yeah. Was the ham that was prepared yesterday, was that up to standard?
Very good, yes.
Did you have the glaze on it?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was still very, very good,
though. Yeah. Sounds like sounds like Mark, a roundabout way of saying the ham wasn't that good.
That's what I'm hearing. When the answer to if it had that sweet honey glaze is...
It did.
I don't think so.
No. It sounds like your daughter might be... right on that this food just wasn't as wasn't up to speed.
Can I say one more overrated?
Of course you can.
Like the liquid meat food that they prepare for, you know, like
what?
The baby food stuff.
Oh,
is
that's
so
Gerber.
Disgusting.
So awful.
Yeah. The mixtures like turkey and oh god.
Do you give them all a little taste?
No.
Did
Never.
You taste those foods back then?
Did you are you?
Harrigan? Did you taste baby food back then?
No.
Oh,
well,
never.
We didn't. I should say we. I had no part in this, but we never got the Gerber.
Raising your girls, you had
no part
in it.
No, in the prepping of the actual, you know, the baby food, the mush food. That was all my wife's job. But she didn't want to buy the Gerber stuff. She would take, you know, vegetables and fruit from around the house and puree them herself. So,
wow. Well,
perhaps that's a bad. Hey, I said I had no part of it.
Okay,
no part of it at all. I was just the spoon man.
Among the texts. Bright green its as a child, priceless plague in our memories, just like you, Chad. I was a traditionalist. I was orange. You know, I'm a purist. I'm an it's a purist. That's how I go. Just pee in the hot tub like I do. No thanks.
Oh.
No thanks. Just please do not be in any hot tub that I'm in. Towels in urinals, death penalty. I think so.
I mean, I think so.
Who
least.
The hell is putting up?
It's
gross. Overrated touch screens, audio system, cars. Bring back knobs and buttons. You're distracted from driving. Look at the screen to touch in the right spot.
I completely agree with that.
There are so many. Some cars you get into right now and you're like, is anybody going to pay attention to driving right now?
Oh, yeah. The Tesla's got like a 92-inch screen,
yeah.
Roughly.
Just apparently just give up, you know. Ham, way overrated. Blocking this person. Dead to me.
Yeah.
Ham is amazing when done right, unlike at the fry house here. Underrated high school robotics. Properly rated, turning off the news for 4 days and then betting yourself in the first robotics world championship in Houston, where all kids worldwide are accepted and celebrated. You realize how much smarter those kids are than us right
yeah.
now, the robotics.
They will not be doing this segment in the next 20 years.
No. Overrated, you dopes on radio. Get a real job. Properly rated Friday's Bill Maher show. Tina Smith with a funny line about the Blue Origin flight. Yeah, it was pretty funny. Not like I thought Tina was like Wanda Sykes or anything, but she had one or two. And then Maher at the end, his soliloquy about bringing manufacturing jobs and the likelihood that Gen Zers would fill them. It wasn't very complimentary to the Gen Zers, and it was very funny. Chime in. What else do you have? Harrigan's going to chime in. I'm going to chime in. I don't have a lot, so I am not going to give you like 17 today. So I want more of the texts we're receiving at this point. 651-461-9226. For me and Q and friends who I've recommended StretchLab to, properly rated. If you have not had a chance to visit one of the 11 Stretch Lab locations, and I'm going again tomorrow with Q, you're going to find it underrated. I'm going to play golf soon. I still got a little bit of this right side thing, which is no fun, and they're going to help me even a little bit more at Stretch Lab. I would like to, number one, not have that lower back grab me at times during the round. I would like to hit that golf ball a little bit further. And Stretch Lab will get that mobility and flexibility back in you, whether it's for golf, whether it's for pickleball, whether it's for running, or just everyday life with trained specialists. You don't just walk into Stretch Lab, get a job the next day, and say, go ahead, just stretch. No, weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of specialist training and core principles, but then working with my body, Fry's body, Harrigan's body, and your body all differently. Again, 11 locations. You'll find one close to you guaranteed in the metro area. Half off your first visit, stretchlab.com. 9 years ago, Prince left us. I'll just give one of mine, Dave. The fact that they're opening up Paisley Park today for free, I think is very underrated.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
It is a good deal. And by the way, $75 on a normal charge is overrated. Okay.
Well, have you experienced it?
I have not.
Do you know what that $75 gets?
That's
in?
Fair. But my gut tells me we could lower that price a little bit. But no, I have not had the full experience for the $75. I heard Jordana say she's ashamed that she hasn't visited Paisley Park. Okay, I wish I would have visited Paisley Park. I have many things in my life to be ashamed for. That's not one of them. It's a missed opportunity. Shame? Not quite.
You still got time, Jordana.
Oh, yeah.
I think shame, yeah, that's a little strong.
Seems a bit.
That's pushing the envelope a little
dramatic.
Too much.
What do you got, sir?
Let's start with the big Easter festivities.
What?
Festivities. Yeah. Festivities, I think that's what I said.
Yeah, sure.
Mark mentioned it with Hazel. I've got the kids that are a little older, 8 and 5, and I'm going to go with overrated the moment when they've had enough. Chad, I'm sure you've experienced this many, many times.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday it was, and I mark it every year, it was 7:57 a.m. yesterday when the little one came upstairs, still searching for eggs, not even worried about going to search for the basket yet. I'm tired of this. I can't find anything. Kira gets all the eggs.
Yeah. It's so great when you got two of them and they're going for it. And if you have the one who's dominating,
mm-hmm.
that the meltdown is guaranteed to happen.
And we had it all set. They knew that they each had
apparently you're favoring one child. Is
no, that sounds like.
Yeah.
I do that normally. It wasn't yesterday. I tried to keep it fair. But
reveille.
They knew
the
very
sadness.
Clearly they each have 7 eggs. There is 2 of each color egg. They get 1 of each color. They each get a red and a pink and a blue and a
purple.
Wow,
this is very
green.
Coordinated.
Yeah.
That's because I knew it was going to happen if it wasn't coordinated. But 7:57, that moment.
That's early.
When you have to then pull them aside and say, come on. Let's do this. We can make it through.
Okay,
we
so
can find that basket.
Where are you? Are you in bed still, or where are you at this point?
No. The kids probably, I think they ran out of the room about 6:45.
Okay, so you are then aiding, or you're calming? What is your move here?
At this point, Lindsay and I were working on breakfast while they were running around the house, but aiding once in a while. Because I was with the bunny when he was running around hiding all of them. So I knew where they were, so I could kind of say, I'm standing right here, and I can see one if I spin around. So look up, look down.
Excellent hip movement.
Thank you. You like that?
You're demonstrating with us.
I feel like I can see them.
Seriously.
So, you know, you give them those little clues of, hey, I just walked downstairs to the storage room. I saw 2 eggs as I was walking around the family room. They're down there.
And so you were cheating. You were enabling your child. And so every challenge she faces the rest of her life, she's going to assume daddy's going to be right there to help her out.
Helicopter Eastering. That's what we call it.
Thank you. No wonder China's dominating us. Number 2.
Overrated the oldest move in professional wrestling. The ref getting knocked out. It's the stupidest thing ever. You've got these guys that are bashing each other for 10, 15, 20 minutes.
Yep.
You know, if we're all supposed to believe the punches are real and the body slams are real, all of a sudden somebody bumps into the ref and he's down for 10 minutes and can't be roused to
ouch.
Go 1, 2, 3. Yeah. I mean, we went
some
to that card.
Like some of us like tradition.
We went to that card 2 times yesterday in the big Cody Rhodes, John Cena WrestleMania match. Enough. Be tougher, refs. Let's go. So put a helmet on or something.
I'll get to mine again. Saturday, Q's with me Saturday. Kathleen always gets Q Sunday. So Quentin basically decided we're watching WrestleMania on the big TV. So I'm watching the Wolves on the laptop. So his devotion was unending, and his main guy, Quinny will declare that that's my guy. That's my guy. But he's got a few guys. Number one on the list is Jey Uso. So for Quinny's guy to win right from the start.
Big win.
Was tremendous. He's very happy. And the triple threat match on Saturday, I barely watched anything Sunday because I didn't have Q. I'd watched so much wrestling Saturday. I was winning Father of the Year because the interviews amuse me. Like about 3 minutes, the match amuses me. But the triple threat match with Rollins, Reigns, and CM Punk, very good orchestration there.
Good.
Very good. And the fact that they have 125,000 people there, back-to-back nights, and endless events, it is stunning, the popularity, and how lucrative the WWE is right now. Just staggering money.
They have about one fan for every belt that they give out now.
Yeah.
Enough belts.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like boxing. Come on. Last thing. We are now, what, a month into spring? Garden. Reminder that spring is terrible.
Terrible.
Just raw outside, walking the dog and spitting rain this morning with the wind blowing and earthworms everywhere. And the personal stance on the show, by the way, earthworms do better for 1 million years, 2 million years. You know, this has been your life. Live in the dirt. It rains. Let's go out on the pavement and get run over by a car or fried in the sun. They haven't come up with a better idea.
Don't fall for the trick.
Do better, earthworms.
Don't, apparently, be afraid of the world. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying either stay home or find a new home. If you can't handle it during the rain, figure out another way to do it. I don't want to step on you.
Trust me. For a story I shared with you, but I'm not sharing on air. Outside of just, I'll just say this. I was a complete moron yesterday. I was walking in that rain for a while yesterday. Just great. Just great decision-making by me. So I also yesterday at about 4 o'clock, a very good friend of mine who I think the world of and I've had so much fun with for decades and decades and decades, to be honest, is moving. And I'm bummed. He's just a great human being. He's smart. He's funny. He's been there in difficult times and great times. He's got a fabulous wife. And I know they're super excited to start their new life. But I'm allowed to be sad, right? I'm allowed to say,
look what you're doing to me.
Yeah. My feelings apparently were overrated. Their feelings were properly rated.
No.
But I'm happy. I'm happy for them, but I'm sad. When you lose a really good friend, it stinks, right? And I'm not saying, like, we're never going to. I didn't say dead to me. You know, if you don't live within a couple miles of me, I'm never talking to you again. But Fry, it stinks when you lose somebody.
Are they moving super far away?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Utah. Beautiful location.
Yeah, you could go visit.
I could. We, yesterday, first of all, my place where my father is buried wasn't celebrating Easter yesterday, the particular religion that is observed there, and it was still closed. Come on. I think they should have been open. That's just me. That's just me.
I mean, you just have to open the gate.
Yeah.
The area kind of takes care of itself at that point.
That's it. That's it. We got a lot of Jewish holidays, okay? So the fact you're closed on Easter, not a fan. Overrated. So I was behind on paying somebody who's also a friend of mine. And we were out that way, and I thought, I'm going to just surprise her and with Michelle. Literally because of construction, and there's construction everywhere on the planet right now, you cannot get to her house. I called her. She's like, hey, why are you calling me? Happy Easter. I'm like, I was going to surprise you. I was going to go up to the door and say, hey, not Jesus Christ, but I'm here.
Not bad.
Second place. Can't get to her house unless you walk through the woods or something. That shouldn't be possible that you can't get to someone's house during construction. She admitted that you just can't get there right now. My food today, a little pork chop, a little chicken, a little sweet potato and some olives. The olives I purchased, but the rest I made. Pat myself on the back. Excellent lunch medley from me today. I'm a decent cook. I'm like a 7 as a cook.
Was this a leftover Easter meal? Did you go pork chops on Easter?
Pork chops earlier, and then the Easter meal yesterday, and then chicken. So I didn't have leftovers from yesterday. So little combo.
Was it grilled pork chops? How do you, what's the secret?
These are the bone-in ones.
Okay.
As they should be.
I put
boneless pork chops.
They're way better. Yeah. Cast iron pan, la-di-da, good for me.
Yeah.
And spiced up. And then the chicken, very spiced, but then I add mushrooms, onions, sweet peppers, and others to bring out some flavor.
Or cover up the flavor.
Mm-mm-mm. Accentuate. Bring more flavor out. And then sweet potatoes, by the way, better than all potatoes. Thanks. Every potato is second to the sweet potato.
Absolute lunacy.
How long have you hated sweet potatoes?
I don't hate sweet potatoes, but I know
Name.
The goodness of a standard potato.
Now, what kind? What kind is your standard potato?
We go red potatoes at our house, typically.
Too small.
They're pretty good.
Too small.
Oh, no. You can get a good-sized red potato.
Too
Believe
small.
Me. Believe me.
Yeah, typically,
I know you how like, to get myself a big potato.
You like small ones, you know.
Now, Mr. Fingerling over there.
Yeah, the golden potatoes are pretty good.
The Yukons.
The Yukons. Yeah. Yukon Jacks are pretty good. They're not the sweet potato. The sweet potato with a wide variety, a spectrum, a cornucopia of options, too.
The rumor is when you were on the California Adventure, you had about 18,000 russet potatoes.
That's because that's why Kathleen makes russet potatoes for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, midnight snack. Overrated sweet potatoes, dead to me. More text here. Underrated walking 18 alone and not waiting a single shot.
Oh, it's the best.
I think it's great. Yeah. Popular at Elmar's Pizza in Plymouth. It's the best restaurant in Plymouth. New York style pizza. It's phenomenal. Then also excited about the PGA Superstore. PGA Superstore is fine, but there's a lot of golfers. The stock market overrated, down 1,200 today. Does anyone care anymore? Hell yeah! This guy cares. This guy cares. And by the way, so should the rest of the country. We should care. Thank you, Mr. Fry.
You're welcome.
Mark, back with us. It's 1:32 on CCO. Okay, so on this, just briefly, received a text saying, at Paisley Park right now, there may have been a screw-up. The tickets might not be free. So you and I both went to the site. Then you tried to get tickets for the 2 o'clock show.
Yes, the tour. The Paisley Experience, or whatever they call it. And there's different levels. You know, there's the VIP, but this is the basic.
And it was not free.
Certainly was charging full price. And now I'm reading a couple different stories, because Bream wrote the piece for the Star Tribune. I'm also looking at Care 11 right now. And it says, Paisley Park is welcoming fans to the New Power Generation Music Club with no admission from 10 a.m. till 5.
Okay.
So perhaps it's only
that part of it.
Into that spot. You can't do the actual tour there.
Got it. Makes a little bit more sense. Okay, the White House, New York Times story, looking at ways to persuade Americans get married and have kids. This has been a story out there in a lot of countries where birth rates are declining. One proposal would reserve a 30% of a scholarship for the Fulbright program. This is the very prestigious, very well-known government-backed internship fellowship. Another would give $5,000 cash baby bonus to every American mother after delivered. And the White House is trying to decide, well, how visible are they going to be in these? What are they going to go with? This a little bit tied to Project 2025, because they have talked about it for a while. Much of that movement is built around promoting a specific idea of what constitutes a family. To the surprise of no one, with Project 25, it's one that includes marriage between a man and woman, leaves out many families that don't conform to traditional genders or family structures, in contrast to the intense emphasis cost-cutting so far during Mr. Trump's second term. This focus on families could result in spending more money to back a new set of priorities. By the way, your family does not have to be a family
with just a traditional man and woman. Get the hell out of there with that thought. That's how I feel. I talk a lot about my family right now. My family is my ex-wife. My family is my girlfriend, Michelle. They get along tremendous. My three sons from my marriage with Kathleen, Carlo, I did it for a long, long time. Her son, Michael, that's my family. By the way, Jenna, I did it for a long time, but you know, we don't talk very little, if at all, because she's married. She's a great person. But her two sons, Hawken and Christian, I'd help them out in a split second. So the idea that there's only one way to have a marriage, couldn't disagree more. Trump last month pledged to be the fertilization president. I think we got that in Elon, don't we?
Ew.
God knows how many times Donald was the fertilization CEO during the 80s and 90s. Many Christian conservatives reading for the story see declining birth and marriage rates as a cultural crisis brought on by forces in politics and media that say belittle traditional family, encouraging women to prioritize work over children. They're pushing for more committed marriages and larger families, while some who identify strict as pronatalists are interested in exploring a variety of methods, including new productive technologies to reach their goal of more babies. Talks about, you know, Donald Trump and IVF and covering that. Obviously, a road that you and Lindsay travel.
Mm-hmm.
Should administrations be pushing for more kids? Philosophically, where do you stand on that? 651-461-9226. Dave Harrigan, your gut instinct says whether this is Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, or Donald Trump. Should White Houses have policy positions, incentives, rewards, because they see declining birth rate and they're concerned about the effect it might have on the collective society in America?
But we already have plenty of rewards, you know, just when it comes to taxes. There's rewards for getting married. There's rewards for having children, all those things. I guess I don't have a problem with it. If we're seeing declining birth rate and we all can agree that that's a problem, that's not a good thing for America's future.
It's a legitimate concern.
Yes.
Right.
Then, yeah, whether it's, you know, more tax incentives or I don't know what the reward has to be. But, yeah, if we need to keep the population going, if we need to keep the country strong with more babies, more people growing up, I don't see a significant issue with it in my view.
As long as the administration is open-minded to all ways we can bring kids into this world,
that would be helpful.
I'm for it. But if you're gonna push only one way, that it has to be man, woman, marriage, then I don't agree. They get to do it, right? That they want. But if the concern is declining birth rate, which it is, then you should encourage adoption. You should encourage, if two women through in vitro want to have kids, if two men through adoption want to have kids, if it's all about bringing individuals into this country of ours, then you're really just saying it has to be only man, woman, marriage? You're playing your base, right? That's what, you know.
Yeah, of course you are.
You're playing to your primarily white base and a base that is more inclined than moderates and Democrats who are more open-minded to. And by the way, this is not all Trump supporters. Let me be clear about it. By the way, Donald Trump, when he lived in New York, decade after decade after decade, was very strong supporter of LGBTQ. And didn't care about this stuff. To bring evangelicals into his web, all of a sudden, this is the only way to do it. Let's have all kids. Come on. If it's about having individuals in the workforce and not falling behind other countries, they don't all have to be just from a marriage of a mom and dad. Great if they are. I'm not saying you have to be against that. But let's be for all kids who are all, to borrow a phrase, God's creatures, right?
But you know it's not all about that.
It's not.
Of course it's not all about
it's
that.
It's not. It's not.
It's about let's have all the kids we can, and let's do it the quote-unquote right way.
Yeah. There isn't a right way. There. If you have this marvelous, inexplainable, overwhelming, magnificent opportunity to have a child in your life, if you want one. By the way, you're not a lesser person in any way if you don't want one. But if you have it, like I did, like you did, married, great. If others, two men, two women, they're not married, opposite genders, they're still amazing kids. There's still the possibility of an amazing life to have. Do you think $5,000 plays any part to have a kid?
I think if you're dead set against not having kids, if it's just not something you want in your life, and somebody says, well, how about 5K? I don't think anybody's jumping on board, right?
No.
I think having a kid costs a little bit more than $5,000.
5 miles. I'm never going to knock at 5,000. That's almost what Christy Noem carries in her purse when she was robbed. Not encouraging robbing. Why is she walking around with $3,000 in cash? Come on, Christy, don't. And it's awful that somebody robbed her. But I can't. I mean, you're right on all sorts of legislation that passes that we already have with child tax credits, with the IRS, a lot of ways. But I just don't. I think 5,000. I take it. Everybody should take it. Warren Buffett would take it, but that's not the tipping point.
No.
I don't think in any way.
No, but it's, I mean, at least it's a little way to make people who perhaps already have kids or are thinking of doing it. Well, okay. I guess that's something of a benefit.
Could it, could somebody say, do I get the $5,000 if I just have a kid and I give the kid up for adoption?
There's a question.
Yeah. Because we know you'd have people in that category. How many? I don't know.
Yeah, what if you carry the kid as a surrogate?
Yeah, right? And you get paid for that? Now, some already get paid by the couple. Almost mm-hmm. all do, unless it's maybe a family member or a friend. But if there's also $5,000. What do you think? Administration pushing this, concerned about a decline in birth rates, which I get, but they're pushing one way. I think they can do it. They should, but they should include all ways that babies, children, young adults, and adults come into our lives. 651-461-9226. 1:53, that's your Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to call now for free installation labor on LeafGuard brand gutters. Offer expires April 30th. Administration concerned about child birth rates. Wants to incentivize, but really wants to incentivize in the way they've decided to incentivize, as opposed to we're for all children who are born and enter our lives. Lots of texts coming in, 651-461-9226. Our friend Adam has called in. Adam, always a pleasure. What's on your mind, sir?
First of all, I'm still recovering from the Masters last week. Greatest sports, not just golf moment I've ever seen, I think.
Very nice. Not quite the 86 Masters, but close.
Well, I was seven then, so yeah.
That's fair.
So, anyways, it's not Harrigan when he was screened. From me calling in, you can tell I'm left, right? I'm a lefty. I mean, I did vote for Republican, but that was like 2002 Pawlenty. That was the last time. But this is the first idea that Trump has come up with that I don't necessarily hate. But I do not like that it has to be a man and a woman because we watch the news. There's a lot of horrible parents that are, traditional couple. But what is a traditional couple now?
Yeah.
My neighbors are two gay men and they're awesome parents,
Correct.
And, but the reason why I don't hate the idea is, but there has to be like some stipulation on income because we didn't get any wealth checks. We have a 14-year-old redheaded dictator daughter. And, but we were 32 when she was born. And one advantage of having kids later in life than the traditional 20s is you can afford it. But I do know younger couples that have not decided to have kids because they don't feel like they afford it. So that $5,000 incentive might have them, you know, it gives them a jump start, a head start. And because even though kids are expensive, it was actually for us because we lived downtown in a condo downtown, ate out every single night. And all of a sudden we had a daughter and we're like, this is cheap, you know, compared to our other lifestyle.
Yeah.
But I think it might, I don't hate the idea. I hate some of the ideas he came up with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and also how are we going to pay for it? Maybe with capital gains taxes?
Yeah.
Because maybe these people are going to be working for these rich people someday. You know, so that's not a bad idea because we have to pay for it, too.
Good points, Adam. Thanks, man.
It's not a bad idea.
I got to jump in. Yeah, the concept, I just want it open for all. That's my feeling. How about creating an environment where prospective parents are not worried about health care, education, religious freedom, and not getting shot? Make coming to our country easier. Plenty of migrants want to be here and be a part of the country who also want to have kids. For money, families is one thing. I'm reading a lot of text. Supporting families is another, with cuts and support to child care, to medical care for children, cutting the age for education, and the whole thing with autism. This is a disaster. I don't trust the whole idea for 1 minute. More text. Invite people to USA if the population needs to be increased. I would be concerned about parents who decide to have a child for $5,000. Well, that's kind of your point, too, when you said, if you've been fairly adamant against having a kid, and now the impetus for you is $5,000. I get what Adam's saying, by the way, where it's helpful to start. Unless you're really well off at that point, and most of us weren't at that point, or maybe never are. And so $5,000, but you're also looking at the totality, and it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and if you're
by the time you're done.
If you're in a good spot, if you're lucky, the $5,000 might cover your hospital bill to have the child.
Encourage everybody to have children. Not the way one part of your support group believes is the only way children can come into the world, because it's not the only way. Chip Scoggins and Colonel David Hunt next hour.